Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I am honored to be with Lori Pagan, CEO of Orthopedics Northeast. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Scott.
Oh, we love all you're doing, and congratulations on all of your success. You guys are killing it.
Thank you. We are happy to have expanded in Warsaw, for sure, to serve those surrounding areas in Kosciuszko and all the counties around there.
Yeah. Well, just in case one of our listeners doesn't know who you are, what you guys do, could you give me a brief description of what Orthopedics Northeast, or you might see it a lot of times, capital O-N-E, is, and what your current role is?
Absolutely. O&E, or Orthopedics Northeast, is a subspecialty-based orthopedic practice. We've been in Warsaw for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And we see patients of all ages, and we would see them for hand, foot and ankle, spine, trauma, joint, sports. So all the subspecialties that make up orthopedics.
Now, you have some exciting news. You've got a new location here in Warsaw, and you're sharing a campus with Parkview. So tell us all about the exciting news about your location and what your relationship with Parkview is.
Absolutely. So we have a collaborative joint venture with Parkview Health System that is not brand new to us. We've had a joint venture collaboration with them for a very long time in Allen County, and we are happy to bring that out into the Warsaw area. So we have a brand new clinic on their campus, and we share a parking lot with our ambulatory surgery center there, so we can see patients in the clinic, whether that be by appointment or through the walk-in clinic, and they can be right across the parking lot and have their surgery taken care of all in one spot.
That's fantastic. Now, if people don't know where you're located very high traffic area, but the road going to it is kind of a back road, so I guess you're kind of right across US 30 from the Meyer department store. I say that would be the best way to explain it, but you kind of go in the back way there. Now, Lori, not only do you have a new location, but you also have expanded your services. What are some of these services that are now available in Warsaw?
We have expanded our services. We, in the past, have done general orthopedics there. We had a general orthopedic surgeon who was wonderful out there for a very long time. And now we've expanded that to bring subspecialty care to the area. So fellowship-trained surgeons in each of the subspecialties, from spine to foot and ankle to hand, trauma, and a very big joint practice all out in that area. So very exciting to bring that subspecialty care out there. And then all of the brand new advancements that come along with that subspecialty care in terms of robotic surgery, minimally invasive surgery, those are all things we're serving up at the ASC.
That's just amazing. Like I've heard you guys say before, you specialize care from your neck to your toes.
That's right.
Now, you even have a walk-in clinic?
We have a walk-in clinic, so we will see patients on a walk-in basis that have urgent needs that can't wait for an appointment. We have on-site x-ray, on-site durable medical equipment, and then, of course, see all the patients who have their appointments scheduled with the subspecialty surgeon. And then we also have a procedure room there where we do interventional pain management procedures.
Wow, that is fantastic to bring to Warsaw. Now, since you now have a new Parkview Surgery Center just across your parking lot, how do you see the two of you working together there?
Absolutely. So, like I mentioned, they're a collaborative partner of ours. In terms of working together, we have navigators that once a patient has been determined that they need and want surgery, we work together in a navigation team to make that a seamless transition from our clinic into whichever surgical facility they may be going to, which would include the ASC that's right there in our parking lot. So that navigation is key to the collaboration between Ortho Northeast and Parkview.
Okay. Like, could you highlight just a few of the surgeries that, you know, that you can do there?
Sure. So we're doing joint replacements there, whether that be hip or knee, shoulder arthroscopy. We're doing meniscus repairs, fractures, all things of that nature, carpal tunnel, ankle procedures, things like that. So really, you had mentioned from our neck to our toes, and that's a true statement. We'll be doing some spine surgery in there. So neck to toes.
Oh, that's fantastic, especially to have it right here in Warsaw. You know, as people get, especially like me, I get older, I think I'm going to need some surgery help here. I've already had knees. I'm working my way through from your neck to toes myself. So. Now, is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about either your journey here or Orthopedics Northeast or anything?
Just that we're very happy to be able to bring this subspecialized care to the area and partner with all the orthopedic companies in Warsaw. Having it be the orthopedic capital of the world makes it a very special place to have a surgery center and an orthopedic office. All those in that community demand excellence, and we think that we deliver that.
Well, we're so blessed to have you guys, and thank you so much for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce as well, and thank you so much for joining us on this episode of BizBuzz.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Kira Churchill, Executive Director of Combined Community Services. Welcome, Kira.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You guys always do such a wonderful job and are such a huge blessing. First of all, let's talk about Combined Community Services, because I don't want to assume that all our listeners know what kind of Combined Community Services is. So can you give us a little synopsis of Combined Community Services?
Yeah, of course. So CCS, Combined Community mm-hmm. Services, aims to really help our neighbors in Kosciuszko County with emergency assistance needs. So a lot of people know us from the food pantry.
Sure.
But we also help with utility assistance. And then we also have our self-sufficiency programs. Programs that really are walking alongside our neighbors and individuals in our community mm-hmm. to move from crisis to economic self-sufficiency.
That's very important. So, Kara, I know your needs are up. You say about 10%, your needs are up?
Yes, we're seeing about 10% increase for new visits into the food pantry and an excessive number of need in our self-sufficiency programming as well. More individuals are finding themselves either loss of job or divorce. We've seen an increase in grandparents taking custody of grandkids.
Okay.
And so the need for them to be able to work towards self-sufficiency to care for those kids in their homes.
Right. Now, you mentioned there was a change in food stamps that affected you as well. How has that affected you?
Yes. So a lot of pantries in our area, in our community, and honestly, nationally, have seen an increase because in November, food stamps did discontinue and then restarted again. But especially in Indiana, they are at about 50% or less for most households in our county.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow. So your needs are bigger than ever.
They are.
Like I said, you're such a blessing to the community. Thank goodness that you're here when people need you. So you got a big event coming up.
We do. Yeah, we're so excited.
Love Thy Neighbor. Tell us about it.
Yes, so it is February, so it is the month of love, right?
That's right.
So we always try to host our Love Thy Neighbor event every year in February.
Nice. And where and when is this happening? And
yes, so Love Thy Neighbor is happening on February 26th, and it's hosted right here in Warsaw, Indiana at Warsaw Community Church. And it's from noon to one. It is a luncheon. So we really try to keep it to that 1 hour lunch time frame. Doors will open 11:45. We will have lunch. All they have to do is purchase their tickets online. It is one of our favorite events of the year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. And it's just a simple way, honestly, to bring people together at the beginning of the year, remind people what the community need is in Kosciuszko County, and where we're headed in 2026,
and
how people can join in that movement.
Sure. So who does this event benefit, and how does this impact our community, like, overall?
Mm-hmm. So the event really is designed to be a way to say thank you to our volunteers, to our donors, to our community members that have joined in mm-hmm. in what we do. But it's also a way for individuals who are like, I had no idea this was happening in our community and I want to learn more, jump in. So it is a great way to learn more about CCS, learn more about who in our community is already part of our mission and our vision. So the seats are limited because it is kind of a smaller, intimate gathering.
Sure.
So we encourage people to save their spots early.
Uh-huh.
And but the benefit of this, the dollar amount or the proceeds of this event really go to help sustaining our programming throughout the year.
That's fantastic. Now, there's a lot of different ways to do events, and yours is pretty unique. So what makes Love Thy Neighbor special or different from, you know, other events, fundraising events?
Yeah. So like I said, it's a luncheon. It's not anything super flashy. we get really right to the point, sharing the stories of neighbors in our community. People that we're seeing real impact in their lives and share that change. And so the presence of our donors and our volunteers and our ambassadors that are going to be in that room that day really is what makes that event so powerful.
Sure. This takes a lot of people to pull something like this
off.
So how can people get involved or support the event?
Yeah. So the best way is to attend. Seats are limited, like I said, so we encourage individuals to save their spot. They can go online and do that. Go right to our website, www.ccsgives.com, and they can click on the events tab, and it'll take them right to all the information about Love Thy Neighbor, and they can reserve their seat or they can reserve a table. So if they want to bring individuals with them, they can reserve the whole table.
Sounds perfect.
Yes.
So in closing, you talked about this before, but why is this event especially meaningful right now for our neighbors in need?
Mm-hmm. A lot of families are feeling stretched right now. Love Thy Neighbor is a chance for neighbors to show up, to stand together and remind those in need that the community cares about them mm-hmm. and that they're not alone mm-hmm. and that we can walk this journey alongside them.
Well, Kira, thank you so much for all you do for Combined Community Services. And yeah, just like I said, such a blessing to the community.
Thank you.
And if you're listening out there, please get involved. Come have lunch, get a table with your friends and have lunch and support this wonderful event.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.